There was a long silence, and Scourge had the distinct impression that the Emperor was somehow communicating with someone outside the room. A few seconds later, the doors to the throne room opened, and Captain Yari strode in, accompanied by a Sith wearing the same dark robes as the Emperor. They approached Scourge, and the robed Sith held out his hand expectantly. Scourge handed him the discs.
Keep Lord Scourge in custody until this matter is settled. Forgive me, Lord Emperor, Scourge said, speaking quickly but trying to keep his tone humble. But Nyriss is expecting my return. If I am absent, she will grow suspicious.
The Emperor's dark eyes seemed to flicker with annoyance, and Scourge feared he had gone too far. The best he could hope for as punishment for his insolence would be a quick and relatively painless death. However, when the Emperor spoke again, it was not to pass judgment on him.
You are bold to speak to me in this way, and because you are right, I will reward your initiative. This time, when Nyriss falls, you will be first in line for her seat on the Dark Council. Thank you, Lord Emperor, Scourge said with a bow. If your information proves false, however, you will suffer a fate more terrible than anything you can imagine.
As he spoke, the dark circles of his eyes seemed to fill with a swirling red mist. And for a brief instant, the Emperor gave Scourge a glimpse of his true self. Scourge cried out in anguish as the Emperor's mind brushed against his. Then he collapsed to the floor, shaking like a child. The touch lasted less than a second, but in that time, he witnessed indescribable horrors that dwarfed anything the dark side could conjure even in his worst nightmares. And beneath the formless terrors lurked the unbearable void, the pure emptiness of total annihilation. It was over as quickly as it had begun, the awful vision retreating into his subconscious like a repressed memory as Scourge picked himself up off the floor. Neither Captain Yari nor the robed Sith made any move to help him.
Come with me,
the captain said once he was on his feet. Only then did Scourge notice that the Emperor had retaken his seat on the throne, and that the pedestal had spun around to face away from him. The dark-robed Sith stayed behind as Yari led Scourge out of the throne room and into the hall beyond.
I see why you tried to talk me out of this, Scourge muttered as they made their way back toward the Citadel's main entrance.
You took a great risk,
Yari said, though it was hard to tell if she thought him admirable or foolish.
But if your information is good, it sounds like you'll be on the Dark Council the next time we meet.
What about Nyriss? Scourge asked. What will the Emperor do to her?
She will be purged by the Imperial Guard, Yari said, along with her entire staff of followers.
I'd rather not be there when it happens, Scourge said. When will you make your move?
Soon, the captain said. For now, return to Nyriss so she doesn't grow suspicious.
They had reached the top of the staircase leading down from the Citadel's entrance to the street below.
I will tell my people not to harm you,
Captain Yari promised before turning away. Just before she disappeared into the Citadel, she added,
But when the battle starts, try to stay out of the way, just in case.